Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, naturopathic doctor and best-selling author Kate Riom is our guest, and we're talking about stress and insomnia. And before the break, we talked about, is it sleep that bothers our or creates our stress, or is it stress that creates our insomnia? And it's actually both. And doctor, before the break, we talked about melatonin, but one of the questions I like to ask is, what are some of the most common sleep problems?
Well, sleep problems can be divided up into two big categories, which is difficulty getting to sleep or difficulty staying asleep. Now, you may have both. Difficulty getting to sleep typically takes the form of the tired and wired syndrome. You're lying in bed, you're exhausted, but you can't shut your brain off. Taking a long time to get to sleep. For difficulty staying asleep, the most common problem there is waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's a special time for waking up and common type of insomnia. As well, some people will report waking roughly every 2 hours. That's can be a very poor quality sleep, or waking too early, not being able to get back to sleep, or simply waking up feeling unrefreshed, like you haven't had a good night's sleep.
So before the break, we talked about melatonin as an aid, a natural supplement to help us sleep. But there's also a couple others, isn't there?
There's several others, yeah. So melatonin is a true sleep aid, but there are a number of other natural supplements that improve sleep quality without necessarily causing drowsiness per se. So they can be taken during the day to calm your mind, or at night to calm your mind so you can get to sleep. L-theanine is one of these. It's an amino acid from green tea.
Okay.
So good quality matcha green tea will contain L-theanine, but unfortunately also contains caffeine, so you can't have that at nighttime. But you can get L-theanine on its own or in sleep combinations. And the role of that, for example, Natural Factors Tranquil Sleep contains L-theanine, and it's designed to calm your mind to let you... let your natural fatigue take over.
5-HTP is another one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's also one that will help your body make its own natural serotonin and melatonin. So your body will use that to make both feel-good hormones as well as sleep hormones.
Okay, and any side effects, doctor, or interactions with these sort of things? If other people or folks might be on some sort of a prescription for something else.
Yeah, so with the Tranquil Sleep that contains 5-HTP, that shouldn't be taken along with antidepressants, SSRI antidepressants. Those are common. And so that is an interaction. The other ones, for example, L-theanine, if it's available on its own, which it is, has no drug interaction.
What about melatonin?
Melatonin is also generally safe. There are some concerns around people on blood pressure medications, but those are theoretical concerns, and it's listed that you'll see listed on the label, but it's in fact not actually been ever seen in practice, no reported cases of it. But just so you know, you will probably see that on labels of products containing melatonin.
And what about children? Can they, they're having trouble sleeping, can they take any of these natural supplements?
They can, as a matter of fact. They are safe for kids. They've been studied in kids. I mean, kids generally shouldn't need help with sleep, but that said, I know lots that do.
Yeah. So going back to stress, and again, I mentioned at the beginning, is it the chicken or the egg? Does the stress cause the insomnia, or does insomnia create more stress? And I guess we determined that it's both ways.
It's definitely both ways. And that said, it's nice to have somewhere to sort of break that cycle and cut either the acute stress that may be interrupting our sleep and or improve our sleep quality. There's a couple ways to help with that. The L-theanine that I mentioned, for people who are suffering with mild to moderate stress, is a great choice because, again, it's all natural, very gentle, and it will help improve the production of alpha brainwaves. And so these are the sort of brainwaves, the state that we want our brain to be in when we're calm, focused, and relaxed.
Okay. And versus the beta brainwaves?
Yeah, those are the excitable, stressed out, scattered brainwaves.
So I'm just going to make a point here. I think most of the supplements that we're going to talk about from here through to the end of the show can be taken through the day as opposed to a sleep aid. Are they a sleep aid? Yes. But these can be, they're not going to create drowsiness for us, are they?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the tranquil sleep is, as the name implies, for really for sleeping.
Yeah.
But all these other things, you're right, they don't cause drowsiness, but they will help you relax to do whatever it is that you need to do. Now, if you're tired, that may be sleeping, but if you're not, that can be writing an article or studying or writing an exam, studying for or writing an exam, or working, whatever you need to do, help you relax and focus. Because once you're relaxed, it's easier to focus, not making you drowsy or groggy or spaced out.
Yeah. So L-theanine is just a natural amino acid that's broken down from proteins.
Yeah, that's
Very
right. Yeah, naturally
natural.
occurring in green tea.
So that's in a mild to moderate stress condition. What if we're ratcheted up a little bit higher? We need we're you know we're pushing a higher level of stress and pressure. What
Yeah.
can we use?
For moderate to severe stress, anxiety, even panic attacks, I have seen excellent results with a cousin to L-theanine. This is called GABA, GABA. It stands for gamma aminobutyric acid. And this will provide a natural calming effect, which again, not drowsiness. It's very safe. There's no side effects or drug interactions. And yet it provides a quite consistent and usually quite noticeable calming effect. With the chewable, it comes in either capsules or chewable tablets. With the chewable tablets, frequently, very quickly, within 15 minutes of taking it, is common to notice a calming effect.
So they're safe, there's no interactions, there's no side effects.
That's right.
What, how simpler and safer and better can you get?
This is something that naturally occurs in a number of types of foods, but in the supplemental form, it's simply present in higher amounts. We'd have to eat, for example, a whole bucket of sprouted rice to get a significant amount of GABA, but you can concentrate that, and it's been extensively studied to be safe without side effect and not habit forming.
Now, GABA is naturally produced within the brain, correct?
It is produced with the brain, and it's also produced in the gut, in the intestines, and sends messages that healthy GABA that's produced by certain types of bacteria in the intestines will send those messages to the brain to have a calming, relaxing effect.
So, if it's within the brain and the brain is under, recognizes stress in the body, will it produce GABA at that moment, or is it just an ongoing thing? How's that work?
It's supposed to. The GABA is our brain's primary calming neurotransmitter, and so it's under stress. It's supposed to produce some of this to help us calm down, but it might not be producing enough in certain people, and this will lead to higher levels of stress and anxiety.
Yeah, I heard it described as it's the braking system. Like when we in our vehicles, we hit the brakes to slow us down.
That's exactly
That
right.
GABA is the braking system by the brain for the body.
Yep, that's right.
So describe, there's a term called the blood-brain barrier. Can you describe what that is and the importance of it?
Yeah, this is essentially a membrane that covers all of the blood vessels that go into and out of the brain, and it's a very specialized membrane to this barrier makes sure it tries to, as much as possible, keep out things that we don't want getting into our brain. And that's the blood-brain barrier and how it works.
Okay, now with GABA, there's synthetics and then there's naturally produced. Can you touch on that and why one is better than the other?
Yes, I'm glad you asked about that. You're right, because when GABA was first introduced to the market a number of years ago, it was a synthetic form typically that didn't cross the blood-brain barrier, and the results that people would get from it were sort of unpredictable. There's been advances made, and now there are natural forms of GABA. Pharma-GABA is one. It's made naturally using bacteria, and this type of GABA easily accesses the brain very quickly and efficiently for predictable benefits.
And without drowsiness. So you can take this through the day. Like oftentimes you'll take something and it'll say, if you're operating heavy machinery,
That's right.
and
no,
so
you
on,
can,
right?
You can still operate heavy machinery while you're taking GABA.
So it's not creating the drowsiness. Your attention, your focus, your alertness, your cognitive abilities are still fully there intact.
That's right. Yes, I often take this myself before giving a lecture, for example, or doing a TV or a media interview. I love GABA for that reason.
Yeah, very good. Kava.
Mm-hmm.
What does Kava do for us?
Well, Kava is remarkable. This is a root that has been used for centuries by South Pacific Islanders. It's a traditional medicine to promote relaxation and calm nervousness, relax tense muscles, and improve sleep quality, as well as, technically it's a sedative, but it's one that also will promote sociability. It's actually used socially in the South Pacific to help with calming down and improving clarity and attention. It's a really wonderful, natural way to ease anxiety.
Now, you say it's a sedative, yet without drowsiness.
Yes, this is what makes
That's an oxymoron.
You'd think so,
and
for most things it is. Yes, most things that are sedatives will make you drowsy, groggy, don't care. This is one of the few sedatives that we know of, and it's naturally occurring, that in fact won't make you drowsy, groggy. It seems to be, will increase, in fact, sociability.
So again, in taking it, there's a calmness, there's still that sense of focus, clarity, attention, memory is still good, concentration. These are all side benefits, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Any side effects to taking either the GABA, L-theanine, Kava?
No side effects or drug interactions for the L-theanine or the GABA. Kava will, you'll notice a caution on the label to consult your doctor for long-term use to check liver health, and this is something that is it's not a major concern. In the past, in the very distant past, there were Kava products on the market that weren't as pure as today's Kava products, and they were thought to be associated with problems with liver health. But we now know with today's pure forms of Kava that are made from the right type of Kava and standardized, that's no longer a concern.
Okay. Natural Factors has a product called Mind Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrary to Tranquil Sleep, Mind Retreat is a daytime supplement. Mm-hmm. All natural, again, vitamin B6, magnesium, lemon balm, and GABA. Can you just talk about that briefly? Because we're just kind of winding down.
Yes, it contains the GABA that we know is calming, as well as vitamin B6 and magnesium, which are really important anti-stress nutrients, as well as relaxing lemon balm. And that can be taken twice a day, just to kind of ease anxiety and keep us calm and relaxed throughout the day.
Doctor, it's been wonderful having you here. Do you have any final thoughts or summarizing comments for our audience?
If you're not sleeping well or you're suffering with stress or anxiety, there are lots of safe, effective, and quick natural remedies for that.
Yeah, without side effects. Man, thank you for sharing all of that. So I've been listening to, you've been listening to Insights for Health, and we've been speaking with Dr. Kate Riom. And Doctor, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right. The supplements we talked about today are at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. And visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, and click on the October flyer. We've got some very wonderful specials, some incredible savings. So visit The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself one step at a time toward a healthy habit.